We live, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Back again.
Episode 4.
Yeah, man. Happy to be back, man. Happy to be back. We have, you know, got a lot of shit to talk about this week, man. Free, a lot of game this week.
Yep. Episode 4. Anybody who was looking for a new episode last week, we definitely got to apologize. We had some technical difficulties last week. For those that's following us, you know, looking for that updated episode, you know, we did shoot it. We shot it last week, but we couldn't put it out as quality. So we didn't want to give it to y'all if it wasn't, you know, a quality episode. So that's what happened. We gonna move forward, man. Sometimes stuff like that happens. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. You know, this is part of being a startup. It's part of starting anything. You know, you got your bumps and bruises along the way. You know what I'm saying? You got your mistakes that you make. You know, a lot of things that you're working on in process. But the main thing is to get started. You know what I'm saying? That's what we did. We out here with it. You know, we back this week. You know what I'm saying? Fixed some audio issues, and we should be good to go this week, man. Happy to be back in here, for real.
Absolutely, man. Before we begin episode 4, we're going to get into the mission statement and the disclosure.
All right. Inspire the Youth podcast is dedicated to empowering the next generation through financial literacy, wealth building, entrepreneurship. We create a space to learn, exchange ideas, and push financial conversations forward, equipping young people with the knowledge and mindset needed for lasting success.
Yes, sir. And the information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. We are not financial advisors, and nothing discussed should be taken as financial advice. Always do your own research and consult with a professional before making any financial decisions. Also, make sure you invest wisely and use your best judgment always. All right. Episode 4 is The Strangest Secret. Brought to you by, well, Earl Nightingale. That's where the term came from. Not sure if you've never heard of Earl Nightingale, I highly recommend you look him up. It's a title to basically an audio clip from about, I don't know, maybe 100, 115 years ago. It's on YouTube. So look up The Strangest Secret, because that's going to be the basis of today's episode, what we're going to be talking about, right?
Yes, sir. We're going to get into it, man. Earl was real, you know, one of the spearheads of, like, the information that was coming along at that time where, you know, in 2025, it's like, this was a long time ago, but a lot of the mindset and the mentality that they were talking about, that they were starting to push, you know, it's really relevant to right now, you know, probably more than it was back then, you know, honestly, because, you know, the technology and so much has changed. We're in such a different space where, like, you know, everybody kind of has an opportunity. Technology has, you know, enabled so many people. And so now the mindset that, you know, that they were talking about is more important really than ever.
Sure. And one of the quotes from Earl Nightingale, he said, "Your success will always be measured by the quality and quantity of service you render. No man can get rich himself unless he enriches others." Right. So basically, in a nutshell, Earl talks about being a service to others at all times. And if you are a service to others, that means you're a benefit, you know, to others, and you enrich others. So when you pour into others, you could definitely expect it to return to you tenfold. Another, you know, just to give some background information on Earl, he pretty much came up during the Great Depression. So there was a book that came out around that time. It was called the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Earl Nightingale, he read this book. This was pretty much something that he lived by. And He went on to become a philanthropist, a motivational speaker, and basically he broke this book down to where people could understand it. And like you said earlier, it even transcends now 100, 115 years later, right? So we're gonna talk about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, that was really something, man, that they was, you know, they was really on to something when they get to talking about, you know, how to help others, you know, or pretty much, you know, how beneficial it is or how productive it is from a business standpoint, from a personal standpoint, where you start to look at things from a perspective of the more people that you can help, the more it elevates whatever it is you're doing.
Right.
To be of service to somebody is to have customers, is to have, to help people. And that is what generates, you know, success in anything. It doesn't matter what you're talking about, what type of line of business that you're in, what type of, you know, it expands across everything. The people is what makes things move, you know. You know, it's just that simple. And when we start to have a mind frame or a mindset of, when we think about starting our businesses and starting these things, it's like, how can I grow a base of customers or grow a base of people that, you know, that can fund your business, that are going to be your customer base, that's going to be your consumers, right? And when you start to think about that, you figure out how do I get these people? How these people don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I get them? You know, I got to sell something. How do I get them? Well, the mind frame of how many people are you actually of service to? What type of service do you provide that make people want to come and visit your establishment or buy your product or, you know, just be engaged with you at all? You know, how do you get those people? Or just, you know, we got to make sure that we having a mind frame, or we putting this thought in our mind where it's not just money based. It's based on how you can help these people. How can you give them something that in exchange they give you monetary value or attention that grows whatever it is you're trying to do? Like, it should be a mutual exchange. When they leave, they should feel like it was mutually beneficial. The transaction between you and them was mutually beneficial. And that's like a big part of, you know, the mindset that Earl was talking about, man.
Yeah, he was thinking on a large scale. So whenever when you got a business in mind and you want to do something, you always want to come at it where it's how can I help people? How can I make people's lives convenient? Even taking it to the point where how can I change people's lives, right? If you can think of that and come up with those type of ideas, the money will follow. So when you open a business, the last thing you want to do is open it just to chase money, just for monetary value. You really want to come at it at an angle of how does this benefit somebody, right? And that's how you create a business that's, for one, it's going to be beneficial to somebody. It's going to be longstanding. And it is gonna be something that'll garner, you know, revenue and, you know, possibly even help close the wealth gap. like some ideas that people have come up with to make things more convenient for people, right? DoorDash is one of them. You know, for people who, you know, don't got time to go out and get dinner, some people that don't want to, some people physically can't go outside to pick up food, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, whatever the reason is you order off of these food apps, it makes things convenient for people. Some people may say, well, it makes people lazy. Whatever your opinion of that is, it's still a convenience for people. It's certainly not an inconvenience. So it helps people, you know? People order groceries now on Instacart. People been doing this for years. I think it more so started booming during like COVID times. But you know, some people, so like elderly people, they can't physically leave the house and go grocery shopping no more. And they may have kids that may not have time to go grocery shopping for them. So they'll get on their Instacart, get on the Instacart app, order groceries for their parents, have them dropped off at their parents' house. You know, stuff like that is priceless.
And absolutely, man. I hit the ground running as an Instacart shopper in 2020, right before COVID. And so, you know, I was boots on the ground, man, in order to, you know, to see the transition from, like, you know, just how people were open to, hey, look, just, you know, ordering their food online. People don't want to go outside. People don't want to go to the grocery store. You know, a lot of hesitancy.
Yeah.
When we're talking about moving around. And so Instacart came up out the blue and it was like, you know, people go to the grocery store, you know, people order the food online. You have somebody go shop it, bag it up, you know, and drop it off. And, I just to speak to what you said, like, I've seen over the time, over my 5 years in doing it, like, just so many times it's elderly people.
Yeah.
You know, like, so many times. Think about how many elderly people, you know, need that assistance. You know, countless situations where they say, hey, look, you know, you bring it to them and they say, you know, they need you to bring it to the house, you know, put it on the counter for them, put it on the table for them, mm-hmm. You know. Like, this is something that provided the utmost convenience to people.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you know, people ordering for the, you know, you got the people's children ordering for their elderly parents. Like, this is something that happens. This is something that instantly convenienced multiple, you know, millions of people at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's why, it took off like it did. Just like, and when you talked about DoorDash, another point about DoorDash is think about how many restaurants that it helped.
Yeah.
You know, like DoorDash, so many places now are visible to people who probably couldn't get over there or don't frequent over here, don't frequent this area. Sometimes, you know, you got new places. Like, that visibility, that marketplace for a business, I'm pretty sure, man, it's like, that's, you know, a game changer.
Absolutely.
A true game changer when it comes to the restaurant space. And, man, like, you know, just whoever had the vision and the mindset behind that, like, helping and just conveniencing and benefiting so many people at one time is what turned this thing into blow it up into the magnitude that it is able to reach.
Yeah, you're right. Just piggybacking off the DoorDash, like, that's a two-way street, right? So you got restaurants that they now turn it into restaurants that offer delivery. You know,
exactly.
you couldn't just order delivery from Red Lobster, you know what I mean, or whatever, you know, Longhorn Steakhouse, whatever the case may be, right? You wanted to get takeout, you had to go pick it up. But now, with things like DoorDash, Grubhub, you know, all the other ones, Uber Eats, now it turns into a delivery service. So not only does it help the restaurant garner more business, which is always good because, you know, restaurants are the number one closing business in America. So it's always good when a restaurant can maintain, especially a good one. And then it also, like you say, is a convenience for the customer. So it's just a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? It's a service that's being provided that helps everybody involved.
Absolutely, man. Like, it was, you know, Airbnb is another one where it was like, you know, you just had it was one business model as far as, you know, travel stay. It was, you know, it was one business model. You pull up at the hotel or the motel, and that's that. No
or the
matter
resort.
Where you go, you know. Yeah, or you get a resort, you know, book a resort.
Mm-hmm.
But Airbnb changed the whole, you know, changed the whole game. It, like, it opened up to for people to make money on their properties. You know, sometimes they live on these properties and still are able, if they have the extra space, to make money off these properties. Like, that's a game changer for somebody who's trying to build wealth. Somebody who has a nice, a little spot where, they have the available space to rent it out. Like, that's a game changer from a wealth perspective. It's an extra stream of income. And then for the people who traveling around, you have more options now. Now you can get that place where you can have a larger party travel, and you can have everybody stay under the same roof, and you got a kitchen and multiple bathrooms and situations like that, where it makes it way more convenient from a travel perspective to travel in a large group, as opposed to like trying to book a bunch of hotel rooms. Like, this is game changing. These are game changing ideas that are putting convenience and putting service to people in the forefront.
It's definitely travel convenience. I feel like it allow a lot of people to get into the real estate space too.
Oh,
I
facts.
pretty much compare it to like timeshares, but instead of being in one remote location, with a bunch of other people in one location, it's more spread out. You know what I'm saying? And it's also not ripping people off either.
Right.
So
And
every people that,
the time shares, you're locking people into these long contracts. This is like a short term, this is like a hotel stay. You know what I'm saying? It's not that long of all that stuff, all those loopholes that you got to jump through to do this.
absolutely. So that, that was a industry disruptor, Airbnb was. Another one is just streaming. The whole streaming things with Netflix, Hulu. What's some more streaming sites?
Hey man, I mean, I think we really got to put some respect on Steve Jobs, man, and Apple,
Apple.
man, when he decided to go move over to the iPod. Like that, he really changed the whole game. He changed the whole music industry. Maybe not for the best, from a artist perspective. But from a consumer perspective, like, this was it. Like, this is, I don't see how it gets any better from a consumer perspective. From when, taking in your music with streams, like, you have access. Like, if Drake is your favorite artist, if Kendrick, or no matter what genre of music that you into, you have access for a small fee. You have access to the whole catalog. Anytime that you want to hear it, anytime you want this, like, it doesn't, you don't have to worry about the product itself being damaged or anything. Like, this is not, they took it out of your physical hands and turned it into a digital asset, and just made it so convenient from a consumer standpoint that, I don't know how it gets any more convenient. It takes you literally a couple of seconds. You used to have to go, when an album dropped, you used to have to go to the store and buy it and play it. Now people are listening. The album dropped at 12, 12:01, people are already listening.
1201. Yeah, man, this is the best album ever.
Yeah, 12:01.
Is a
You
classic.
already formulating crazy opinions about the music, about the whole project, 10 minutes in, 30 minutes in.
Album trash.
So, like, man, it's just, but from a, like we're talking about, from a convenience perspective, from a consumer perspective, like, this was an absolute game changer, man. This is something that put access to millions and millions and millions of files and albums and music right in your hand at any time. And you can, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's an anytime thing. And like you talked about, Netflix was definitely big, one of the ones that changed the whole business model. Put Blockbuster and those, the Redbox, put that type of stuff out of business. Changed the whole game as far as streaming, as far as the movie and television industry is concerned. It just made everything easier, made everything simpler. And like, these are some of the core things. These are the core ideas that, as you can see, like, we're running down these examples, but these are examples of things that are helping people, that are turning into a success based on the volume of amount of people that they can convenience. And like, that's super important, man. That's why, really what the episode is all about.
Yeah, just providing service. It just goes back to that original idea from Earl Nightingale. How could you be a service to somebody else? And all of these are services that's provided that make people's lives more convenient, whether it saves them money, whether it saves them time, whatever the case may be. I know one thing, if you can save somebody some time, you're very valuable to them. And if you can save them some money, shit, you might even be even more valuable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, super, super valuable. You can save a few dollars.
And then double, just to double down, and if you can make them some money, oh my God, they're gonna want you around.
Absolutely.
So figure out how
Yeah,
you can
man.
convince people, how you can save them some time, how you can save them some money, possibly how you can make them some money. And on a more serious note, things like organ transplants. You know, that's this type of stuff are things that weren't always around. You know, you couldn't always get a heart transplant or a lung transplant or whatever the case may be, right? Insulin, before, I think insulin was created in 1912. Before insulin came about, if you were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, that was a death sentence, right? So just the evolution of different things, you know, whoever came up with that is to this day are saving people's lives. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure we all know some people that it benefits.
Yeah, definitely, man. So many people, diabetes is something that our community deals with a lot. It deals with a lot, man. I even go talk about the, if you really think about it right now, like in the natural healing space. You're seeing a lot of people have a lot of success, or just do a lot of work in the natural healing space, because you think about how many people are tired of taking all these medicine, all these medications, and they're having all these health issues and health complications. And you have people that have access to just information and some of these products that are helping people, heal themselves, helping people, better their health situation, to get rid of some of the medications that they own. And like, these are things that we got to think about. This is something we are helping people. You have the potential to help millions of people. And like, this is your base, and this is what's gonna drive this. These are the things that drive success. These are the things that drive these game-changing ideas, the amount of people that are being helped. And so, we always have to make sure that we're thinking about these things. We're utilizing our talents. A lot of us have God-given talents, and we put our talents into these things. Well, a lot of these talents that we have, a lot of these gifts that we were given, we use them to help people. And when you use them to help people, you can, that's how you get a mutually beneficial exchange. Some of us are great cooks. Some of us are great, inspirational, great speakers. Inspirational. Earl was one of them ones where, like, he was able to like take the information or the game that he got from here, and was able to break it down to and on a level to where the average person could understand it and consume it, and make it, make it palatable for him, to where it was motivational, it was inspirational. Like, this was, this was able to, he was able to grow his platform, man. He did all of these things. And got all these, was able to become such a important figure over history, in a time where, or coming out of a time where, the whole economy was terrible. Like, this is, this is the Great Depression time. Like, people don't have money. People are starting over. People are in a, you know, the whole world is in flux based on how the economy is. And this man is out here, you know, breaking down this game that he was giving it and giving people a new mindset to take forward so that they could be successful. Like, that's helped, I'm pretty sure, countless. It's still helping people. It's helped us here recently, man. This, you know, 100 years later, man. Like,
yeah,
this is information. This is game, man. This is like, this is game changing things, man. Think you, we all have the ability to provide these game changing ideas, but we have to make sure that we keep it in mind that, you know, that helping or being of service to people is the number one priority in what we're doing.
Always, that needs to be the priority, and that needs to be what sparks whatever idea you may have. And you don't have to open a business, but being a service to people is just something that we should all do. I feel like, and this is what The Stranger's Secret is about. I recommend, you know, everybody to go to YouTube whenever you get a chance and look it up. Look up The Stranger's Secret, Earl Nightingale. I think it's like 30, 35 minutes long, and just play it. You know, I listen to it. I used to play it like every other day, for years, but now I probably play it like once a month. But it's just it's a part of me. It's a part of who I am. I believe in it, for sure. Another motivational speaker too, his name is Myron Golden. He's somebody who, he's very, very influential. You can look him up too. He's dedicated his entire life to serving people. That's pretty much all he talks about, right? He said a lot of times one of the main reasons where people have a hard time financially is because the only person's problem they're seeking to solve is their own. So
yeah, man, that's real game right there, man.
Yeah.
That's real game, for sure.
So people are always looking inward when they need to be looking outward, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, me included, you know what I mean? I'm not exempt from it either, you know. We can all be self-consumed sometimes, but we got to get out of that. We got to look to help other people, because at the end of the day, we have to pay it forward. I always believe in that. It's one of my favorite movies, and I feel like it comes back around. And it's just something that we as a society, we should all agree on. You know, you agree with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Man, who don't? Like, I mean, hey, man, we're all humans, right? And we all had that feeling of, you know, doing something for somebody, you know, and the response that you get from helping somebody. Like, that's one of the best feelings in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not something that is, you know, only privy to, you know, privileged people or people who are in position to do for others in a big way. Like, this is, anybody can be of service to people. You know,
yeah.
Anybody can help people. Anybody can do things that are beneficial or that help other people's lives. You know what I'm saying? It's just more so just about having the mentality to do it. Like, you know, like you said, we don't, you know, we all are self-consumed sometimes. And I'm not saying don't put yourself first, because, I mean, obviously you have to. But what I'm saying is that, like, just the mentality of making sure that, you know, you're giving back, you're helping, a helper's mentality. It changed so much for you. Like, a lot of, you know, you think about it from a perspective of, you know, like, if you want to get a job from somebody, let's say you know somebody that's in a line of business that you want to get into, or in a career field that you want to get into, or, you know, somebody that you look to that you want to be a part of their team or a part of their movement. Like, why would they, you know, why would they want you? Why would they need you? How can you be of service to that person solves that issue. Like, to think about it from a, you know, why they need you or why they would want to work with you is mainly could be based on the fact of what you provide for them. You know, we look at what we can get from somebody, but not so much what we can do for them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, connections is built like that. Like, do you build connections like that? You build bonds like that by having that, you know, just by having that mind frame of, you know, what can you do for somebody else as opposed to always being self-served. And man, like, you know, like it's the realest thing out here, man. Like, it's something that we all gonna have to get into, that we all should agree on, we all should be a part of, and we all should want to pay it forward. Like, you know, the Spider Youth Podcast, we want the next generation to inherit a better situation than we had, you know?
Yep.
And so, like, that's, you know, that's the basis of the platform, man, you know, is to pass it, to pay it forward, to get the next ones in a better spot to take the baton and run. Like, that's what it's all about, man. Like, as humans, that's what it's all about. This is a human thing. Like, we all can connect on this level, man. That's why Earl Newell was so powerful, because he was like, we can all, this is something that we all can agree on. We're all in accordance with. It's in your DNA to do this.
Absolutely. And if you're somebody who feel like they, especially somebody that has all the tools and is able to give back, and you're that type of person that just doesn't, has all the resources and just doesn't, you got to change that mindset. I can't respect that. You know, I hope this podcast sparks some thought in the next generation, and I hope that it helps somebody. But we have to be of service first before we can expect money. You know, we can't concern ourselves with money. Be of service, build, work, dream, and create. All right. Do this and you will find there is no limit to the prosperity and abundance that will come to you. Prosperity was founded upon the law of mutual exchange. So any person who contributes to prosperity has to prosper themselves. And sometimes the prosperity may not come from those you serve, but it must come from some place. All right, that's a law, just like the law of gravity. All right, it has to happen.
That's the real right there. Like, universal laws, man, trump it all, man. Like, it's some things are absolute in fact. And that's one of those things, man. Absolute in fact, like pure truth. You can hear it. When you hear it, it resonates with you, because that's how you know it's the truth.
Sure. We're going to wrap it up. Before we go, we got the book of the week. None other than Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
A classic.
Right. This book was written during the Great Depression. For these thoughts to come out of that time frame, it says a lot about the mental capacity and mental strength of Napoleon Hill and everybody who contributed to this book. He talks about a lot of people at the turn of the century who made something out of nothing in this book. I think I read this, I want to say, 3 times now. This is the book that sparked the thoughts that Earl Nightingale had, and allow him to break it down for us and to take it a step even further, right? So Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, I highly recommend you read it if you haven't read it. It's a very popular book. Of course, it's a bestseller for the last 100 years. I think everybody's probably heard about it, but if you haven't, go get it or listen to it, whatever you need to do to consume it.
That's a fact, man. I mean, look, my man Nipsey had a quote. He said, and he actually said this quote, you know, a lot of people be having quotes that Nips didn't really say, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We're
going to stop that too. But he said, you can judge success by how many people you help. And like, that's, you know, that's real, man. You know, that's reality. Like, you can judge your success by how many people you contribute to it, you know, helping. And like, you know, this is that's the secret, man. Like that's the being of service and being of you know, being a helper to others, being somebody who has a mind frame to help others that are looking to create ideas that make life easier and more convenient for other people are always going to be successful, are always going to experience prosperity. And it's something that we're all working on in real time. You know, we just, this is something that, you know, we gotta all be with and all make sure that we're paying attention to and driving home to ourselves and to the people around us, man. Like this is, that's the, it's a secret to, you know, like you said, man, it's law,
It's
universal law.